Sunia, l'actualitat del Macba. El projecte Atlas i la seva actualització. Alice Creixa, artista.
The Atlas was a project, an historical project from Arns and Neurath. Arns was the artist, Neurath was the scientist. And it was a project in the context of a socialist movement at that time. It was for the education of the workers. Some kind of project for getting political information. And we think it is very necessary to do this because we think that the political information now is nearly impossible to get if you are thinking about the media empresas and the monopolization of information. If you remind what you are getting on political information in the normal TV news, for example, or in the normal newspapers, you know that it is really nothing. And so this is a very significant lack of political information. And so we think we can actualize this kind of atlas as a kind of to show this kind of lack of political information.
Un mètode per a dotar de significat a les estadístiques. Andreas Siegmann, artista.
In the history of this historical atlas, there was a big debate about the methodology, how to show political circumstances or economic power. And the idea was that the method of it's called the Wiener method, because in Vienna, the method of Vienna, and that means it was a gesture against the graphic of business graphic, or the diagrams or balcony, and so the idea was how it's possible to have a graphic that shows also what numbers means. The idea was what you can do with the presentation of numbers or with the presentation of mass. What does it mean? And so they divided the numbers in icons. It was the beginning of, they found this kind of icon system to make with pictures or with visuals information. With the idea, there's a famous slogan of them, it's called pictures connecting, letters dividing, because of this reading or non-reading thing. And so they try to make statistics with numbers or with icons in spaces. So that means on one hand that they want to get information with icons, and on the other hand also that their graphics was not efficient for to present or to represent. So you have graphics, and when they make exhibition, they take one room of this repeating of icons, so that you can, for example, if you make a statistic of unemployed people, you have unemployed of 2 million, they make an enormous room to show it, so that you have the possibility to mention what it means. What means mass? What does it mean? And they make it in the dividing number. If you have 2 million, they make it perhaps with 100 icons. So they have to divide it. One is 2,000 represent, so that you have to collect or to count. And the moment of count, it's the moment of the chance that you can notice, oh, that means a lot of people. Because now we have only, we take the unemployed people like numbers in the bank account or like this, so it's more abstract. And so this discussion about methods, how is possible to show this kind of statistics or this kind of information, is that we want to discuss with the actualization the methods of today, of what kind of thinking we have.
Un projecte interdisciplinar: art, sociologia, economia.
Hans was an artist. He is coming from this Köln Progressive, and it was an anarchist socialist project. And we want to see show that also the artists work together with science and with Otto Norwalk was sociologist, so this kind of interdisciplinary. So we try also to have a communication process to make a page. So make it not by our own, so that you can share information and can you share discussion about this. And I think this process is important. So you will see that the actualization belongs to the historical, but there is also changing. Very, very simple example is normally in the historical atlas you have the comparison between nations, national economics. Today we have not national economics, and so mostly we dividing with names of factories because they are now the new actors in this. They are working international, so that you have to change, and that means questions, and also question how you get information.
Un estudi concret, el cultiu de la soja.
Soja is a culture plant since 5,000 years in China, and like this it starts there. But now this kind of industry lives all the time with the move. If a country starts with soja, you can earn a lot of money or you have working place, but it's the opposite. The industry of soja with this kind of terminator technology, for example, in 1 hectare you have normally 30 workers in the land for 1 hectare. With the soja industry you have only 1.7 workers. So you have an enormous land escape and they go to the cities. So this growing cities has something to do with this, not all, but one aspect. And also that the soya is resistant, that we have influence in this kind of circle of nature things, that you would cut it, you know, and so you is. I think that there is a rest of soya that you can use in Japan or China. I think you can use, but the tendency of monopolization is going up. Because from the whole soya in the world, 56% is getting under control by terminator technology. I think it's the only example with this kind of gene technology, with this kind of mass. Because with mice, with rice, it's not so hard, but it's going like this because soja is using for enormous things. So it's a big palette. So it will be more and more difficult to find soja without influence of this.
L'actualització del projecte Atlas i la seva relació amb la modernitat.
It's an ambivalent relation because for sure. In this project of Arns and Neurath, they want to have some kind of universalistic language. And it is in between this concept of modernity, enlightenment, education. Yes, and maybe it makes also clear that this project of Arns and Neurath in its historical case has some kind of borders. This kind of thinking that of education, of progress, even of this kind of social progress, and but we in our position we don't want to stay there in this kind of nostalgia replique of this. It was possible to think in this kind of indefinite progress. And so we think we could. This actualization is more a kind of reminding of a possibility of political engagement of artists and scientists, even if you don't have this kind of imagination of indefinite progress. And so. So it is not as to say goodbye to modernologists. It is more to take the advantage to keep on to be politically engaged, and that political engagement doesn't need some kind of utopian promise.
L'artista i la seva responsabilitat social.
We should ask all ourselves what could be our role in this society if we are artists, dentists, teachers or... So I don't think so. Maybe, okay, this, the artist has some kind of privileged position, very privileged position. I don't have to work 8 hours in an assembling line. I don't have to clean rooms. And so I have this privileged position to do reflections about society and to do more and to have more time to do that than maybe a worker or a dentist, for example. So maybe this kind of privileged position has also then causes also some kind of responsibility to do articulations. I don't think that art can change the world or that you have this kind of political efficiency. But I think it is not an argument against it. It is at no time the lack of efficiency is an argument against political engagement. This is all the time what they said to us. And so it is more, I think even now the possibility to do a political articulation is a very, very strong statement. And it is not voluntaristic, like, oh yes, I'm protesting and now I'm putting the button for political protest. You need a lot of psychological, of psychic energy to articulate your political statement. It is not like, oh yes, I have to quote, there I do my cross. And so maybe the responsibility of an artist is to show the ability of this to take the space of articulation and reflection and freedom to articulate.
Sunia, l'actualitat del MACBA. MACBA.cat